come from the root, with the same root word. It's like, okay, now, how powerful is this thing called believing? How powerful is this thing called faith? What can it bring into my life? What can it do? Now, there's a passage, Matthew chapter 19, verse 26. Let me just quote it to you. It says this, with God, all things are possible. That's Matthew 19, 26. Now, Mark 9, 23 now says something else. And it's the Lord Jesus that says this. And the Lord Jesus says, all things are possible to him who believes. Okay? So, all things are possible to God. And also, those possibilities, right, can come into my life if I believe. Now, listen very carefully. What are these impossible things? What are these possibilities that can come into my life? This is what they are. I want you to, it's not that you will turn into a bird and start flying. That's not what the Bible is talking about. What the Bible is emphasizing is that whatever God is ready and willing to do through acts of his power can happen in your life. Okay? We call it, the name we normally give it is salvation. Listen to me, please. Salvation is an all, I'll repeat all these things, don't worry. Salvation is an all-encompassing word for all of God's redemptive acts and processes. Whatever God will do through acts of his power, we call it salvation. Remember, in the book of Exodus, right? When the children of Israel were crossing the Red Sea, and they saw the Egyptian army coming, right? Do you remember? Do you remember that Moses tells them they shouldn't panic? Hold your peace, which simply means shut up, right? Today you will see a great salvation. He was not talking about being born again. Salvation is an all-encompassing word for all of God's redemptive acts and processes. You get healed, it's an aspect of salvation. You get delivered, it's an aspect of salvation. You get restored, it's an aspect of salvation. Your protection is an aspect of salvation. You're confused and peace comes, it's an aspect of salvation. You don't know what to do, wisdom comes, it's an aspect of salvation. Is that okay? So, faith has the ability, right, to make salvation happen in your life. Okay? So the things, all things that are possible speak of salvation. Whatever God has promised in his word is possible in your life if you know how to believe. Now, you're wondering, why am I saying how to believe? Because some of us say that believing is some kind of emotional state. It's some kind of sentimental state. It's a feeling of confidence. Now, what I want to show you in this series is that having faith, which is synonymous with believing, is not a feeling, just a feeling of confidence, but it's a practical act. Is that okay? Believing is an action. Now, before we go into all that, you know, what the practical aspects of faith, which I will not discuss today, let me just show you that faith is actually a receiver. Okay? There are certain passages we'll quote. Let's do 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, where the Bible says something really very profound. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5, the Bible says this. It says, from the New King James, that we are kept or we are guarded by the power of God through faith for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time. Now listen very carefully. Scripture says, all right, we, listen to me, are guarded and kept by the power of God. The dynamics of God, that's what protects us. But this power of God, 1 Peter 1, verse 5, this power of God comes through faith. So this passage of the Bible tells us that faith is not power. Faith channels the power of God. Faith receives the power of God. Faith connects to the power of God. Faith is a conduit. It is through your faith. Are you all listening to me now? It is through your faith that the power of God will flow into your life. Okay? Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. This passage says basically the same thing. Okay? Now look what it says. It says, for by grace you have been saved. For by grace you have been saved through faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. Are you hearing this? For by grace, hold on, let me just mute. All right. For by grace you have been saved through faith. So what saved you? Grace saved you. But how did the grace enter into your life? The Bible says through faith. Are you all listening to me? All right. So we have the power of God, the grace of God. It's there. It's available. But it doesn't become a reality in your very life unless the channel of faith is open, unless the conduit of faith is there, unless the connection of faith is there. Grace and power cannot enter into your life. Now, am I making it sound simple? Yeah, of course it is simple. The Bible shows us clearly that faith is a thoroughfare. Faith is a channel through which the power of God and the grace of God flow into your life. Okay? What are the things that can flow into my life as I release my faith in God? His power, His grace. To do what? To fulfill His promises. To make all the things, right, that He says He has given me possible in my life. Now, I'm making it sound very simple because actually it's very, very simple. I repeat, faith is not just a feeling of confidence. What is faith, actually? We're going to take it in different levels, yeah? So we started by saying that faith is a conduit. Faith is a connector. Faith is a channel, okay? We said that the power of God flows through faith. We said that the grace of God comes through faith, okay? So if I want to experience the power of God in my life, all I need to do is know how to open the channel of faith so that the power of God can come. Simple. If I want to experience the grace of God, all I need to do is know how to open the channel of faith or activate faith, lose faith, release faith, right? Then the grace of God will enter my life. Simple. Now, the issue is that because we have not been trained in faith, we don't know how to open the channel. We actually don't know how to do it. Some of us have actually... I mean, it's just serendipity, right? Some of us have just experienced miracles without actually knowing that we stumbled in to this faith. We just stumbled into it. An example is the woman with the issue of blood, okay? You can tell that she just stumbled into it. Why? Because when Jesus was wondering, who touched me, right? She became afraid because she just stumbled into it. And some of us in this, our walk as believers, we've actually stumbled into faith. Once in a while, we stumble into it. We've experienced miracles, but we don't stay on that level of always experiencing the power of God because we have not been trained in how to use faith or what faith actually is. Did you get that? Some of us have experienced miracles. We have. And maybe the next Bible study, I'll ask a couple of people to share some of their, you know, their miracle testimonies that, you know, they just stumbled into faith. Things happened. After that, like, look at the woman with the issue of blood. Scripture says she lost all her money, yeah, trying to get healed, trying to get a cure. After she got healed, do you think she knew how to believe God for money? I don't think so. Are you listening to me? So this thing called faith must be understood because God's power flows through it. God's grace flows through it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the 13th verse. Let's just touch this thing about faith a little. What is faith? In the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13, right? It tells us something. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. In this passage, it tells us that faith is a spirit. And when I say spirit, I don't mean like an entity. When I say spirit, the word spirit, pneuma, means breath, breeze, wind, spirit. All right? So faith is a force. It's invisible, just like the wind. The wind is invisible, right? Breath is invisible. Breeze, wind on a smaller scale is invisible. But you got to understand the fact that air in movement, wind is an invisible force, but it's based on principle. Did you get this? So the Bible is declaring to us that faith is a spirit, and I will read the passage now. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 13 says, and since we have the same spirit of faith, now the Bible now begins to show us how to operate this faith, how to open the channel, yeah, how to make that connection, how to open that conduit for the power of God and for the grace of God to flow. See what the Bible says. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak. So in this passage, you've been shown clearly how faith is released, how the channel is opened, how the conduit is opened, how faith is activated to connect with the greats and to connect to the power of God. He says, I believe, therefore I speak. Now, in Jesus' faithfulness, the Lord Jesus died for us on the cross, resurrected, and prepared salvation for us. The only thing that we needed to do in order to experience what Christ has done, right, was to have faith. Now, let me show you how we have the faith. The book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9. Remember what I just read in 2 Corinthians 4:13? I said, faith is a spiritual force, the spirit of faith. I believe, therefore I speak. The minute you believe and you speak, you open the channel of faith. The minute you believe and you speak, you open the conduit of faith. The minute you believe and you speak, you connect with the power and grace of God. It begins to flow into your life. Watch this. Romans 10:9. That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Can you see the spirit of faith there? Jesus, in his faithfulness, has done the work already. The work has been done already. For it to become your experience, you must know about it. You must believe it. That means take it. Then you must speak out. The minute you confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, you open the conduit. You open the connection. Are you listening to me now? You connect with the grace of God. The power of God comes into your life to save your soul, to give you eternal life. And the Spirit of God begins to dwell in your human spirit. Can you imagine? All right? So I'm sharing the principle with you because, see, the days in which we live in, right, they're perilous times. If we do not know how to receive from God, we will struggle. We will struggle. Let me give you another word. We'll suffer things that Jesus did not plan for us to suffer. Is that okay? So we have to understand how faith works. I'm going to read the next verse. It now reveals some of the technology to us. It says in verse 10 of Romans chapter 10, for with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made for salvation. Confession must be made for salvation. The word salvation is a noun in Greek. It's the word soteria. And soteria means wholeness, deliverance, restoration, and health. Confession must be made for wholeness, for deliverance to come. Okay? So, let me say it a bit simpler. Your faith, when it is active, is like a copper wire taking electricity from your generator into your house. Your faith, when it is active, is like a pipe taking water, right, from your tank into your faucets and everything in your house. Okay? If you do not understand how faith works, the channel will not be consistently made open. Once in a while, it could open. Maybe you go for some church program, you know, you confess the word there, maybe. All right? But you cannot experience God moving and working your life on a consistent basis unless you understand this principle of faith. I repeat, faith is not the power of God. Faith is not the grace of God. Faith is the channel through which the power of God flows and the grace of God flows. Is that okay? Right? So that's the first thing I want to say. Faith is a receiver. If I stand here in faith, what does that mean? I've taken God's word and I'm speaking it out of my mouth, right? In gratitude, in praise. As I do that, I have made a spiritual connection with the Holy Spirit, and he will now be able to channel God's power into my situation and into my circumstance. Yes. This is gospel truth. And what I want to be able to do in this series over a period of maybe the next like 3-4 weeks is actually tell you this in as many ways as possible so you understand it and it becomes part of your understanding and you can operate in faith instinctively. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you imagine? Let me talk a bit, because I basically said everything I want to say. Faith. Let's share this now. I'll say it another time. Faith is the faculty that God gave you in your created human spirit to receive all that Jesus Christ died and resurrected for you to have. Faith is a substantiator. Here, I have ears. Is that okay? Inner and inner ear. The purpose of my ear is to hear. Let me say in another way. The purpose of my ear is to substantiate sound. If my ears are not working, there could be sound all around me, but sound will not enter my experience. It will not become a reality to me. Are you getting this? All right? So God gave me a faculty, right, called faith in my recreated human spirit, in my born-again spirit. God gave me something called faith so I could substantiate the things that Jesus died and resurrected for me to have. Jesus is Lord. It's a reality. Before you were born, Jesus was Lord. Before your grandfather was born, Jesus was Lord. But remember, Jesus being Lord did not become an experience in your life until it was substantiated. Until you received Jesus by faith, are you listening to me? It did not become a reality in your life. It's the same with the things that Jesus Christ died and resurrected for you to have. They are there. They are real. They exist. I'm telling you, they exist. But the thing is that they are not in your life because you don't know how to channel them. You don't know how to receive them. You don't know how to connect. You don't know how to use faith. Faith is a substantiator. So the Bible tells us that faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith substantiates something called hope. Let me explain it as I round up. Hope, ellipsis, are the things that you want, the things you desire, your vision, your expectation. In order for your vision, your desires, your expectations to become a reality in your life, what makes them real is something called faith. Faith is what substantiates these things. So what happens? You have the hope. You operate in faith. Once you activate faith, the channel of faith is opened. The power and the grace of God begin to flow into your life to make that thing that you hope for a reality in your life. That's why the Bible says faith is the evidence of what we do not see. What does that mean? When you open the channel of faith and you stand in faith, are you listening to me? When you open the channel of faith and you stand in faith, the power of God is released into your life to make that which you are hoping for, that which you cannot see, a reality in your life. Are you all listening? A reality in your life. It's simple. It's very simple, but you know, the thing about it is that because we have not been taught this, it seems so complicated. It is not complicated. Do you know how to open a tap? You know how to open a tap, right? So using faith should not be hard. You know how to switch on a light. So using faith should not be hard. You learned how to ride a bicycle. You learned how to read and write. You learned how to drive. You learned how to use a phone. Do you understand? So operating in faith is not hard. Not at all. It's not hard at all. It's something that you're just meant to learn. You're meant to learn it. And that's the purpose of these Bible studies. All right? So rounding up. Faith is not power. Faith is not the grace of God. Faith is the channel through which the power of God, the dynamics of God, and the carries and the grace of God flow into your life to work the miraculous, to work what seemingly is impossible. What can faith do? All things are possible to him who believes. What does that mean? What the Bible is telling us is that whatever God has promised, right, can be made real, a reality in your very life, if you know how to operate in faith. We've run to so-called ministers for them to use the anointing to bless our lives, to turn our lives around. But brothers and sisters, we have to learn how to operate in faith. Jesus demands it. Jesus demands that we learn faith because he taught it over and over and over again in the four synoptics. Three times, Jesus Christ taught, speak to this tree and do not doubt in your heart. Speak to this mountain and do not doubt, and it will happen. He taught it three times. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word of God is established. In the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word of God is established. He taught it three times. This is Bible doctrine. that faith is a spiritual force that is made active, that becomes open, that begins to work, that is released when you believe God's word in your heart and speak it out of your mouth in gratitude, in praise, with assurance. Okay? So this is what I want to share with you. So we just started this evening just to say that faith is a receiver. The power belongs to God. The faithfulness is Jesus. It's Jesus that was faithful. Okay? Faith helps us to tap into Jesus' faithfulness. Is that okay? There's no work for us to do. We are receivers. Hear what I just said. We are receivers of his goodness. We are receivers of his mercy. Are you listening to me? The power belongs to him, not to us. All right? So we are his kids. Ours is, we're beneficiaries. Do you understand? Ours is to enjoy the inheritance he has given us. But in order to enjoy this inheritance, right, we've got to learn how to operate in faith. For by grace you have been saved through faith. You are guarded by the power of God through faith. We have the same spirit of faith. As it is written, we believe, therefore we speak. Romans 10 verse 8, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Why is that? Because with the heart you believe, and it is with your mouth that confession is made unto salvation. Right? Jesus has blessed us completely, but we don't know what he taught. Are you listening to me? You've got to learn this. Let's learn this. So in any situation, ours is to receive. Ours is to receive. God gave us a faculty in our human spirits, in our born-again human spirits, that can substantiate everything that Jesus Christ has done. That grammar means Jesus gave us a faculty through which we can make a reality everything that Christ has done for us. Amen. Now, there is no time for questions and answers this evening, because I'm using the free Zoom. But I'm going to invite you all again, likely next week, and we're going to go a little bit further in this journey of faith. Because many of us have wondering why certain things have been delaying for so long in our lives. You know? Right? So long in our lives. Why have things been delaying for so long in our lives? Simple. Because we don't know how to operate in faith. You're busy waiting for God to do it. God is waiting for you to open the channel of faith so his power can flow, so his grace can flow to make it happen. But the channel is closed because you don't know how to even open it. You don't know how it's done. Okay? But you know how to use a phone. You know how to read and write. Amazing. You know how to use a laptop. You know how to drive. But you don't know how to operate in faith. Why? Because you've not been taught it. That's all. You've not been taught it. So this is what we're going to learn. Amen? So I want to thank everybody for joining us this evening. This is a big deal. Yeah. My friends have been harassing me that I should teach faith for years. Especially my wife, she's been nagging. And my coach. Yeah. So, I've decided to be obedient. All right. So praise the Lord. I hope you learned something this evening. We have notes available in the chat. So just go there and copy and paste. You have me on your WhatsApp. If you you have my wife on your WhatsApp. If you need any help with any material, any resource at all along the line of the Bible doctrine of faith, just tell us and we'll send to you free of charge. Is that okay? Everything free. All right? So faith is a conduit. Faith is a channel. Faith is a connector. Faith is a receiver. It's not power. But once faith is opened, the power of God will flow with complete and total alacrity into your situation and circumstance, and you will experience deliverance, wholeness, restoration. Do you understand what we call soteria, salvation? Are you listening to me? I repeat, salvation is an all-encompassing word for all of God's redemptive acts and processes. Are you listening? I have a boil on my shoulder. I confess God's word over it with thanksgiving. I get healing. I just experienced salvation. Is that okay? An all-encompassing word for all of God's redemptive acts and processes. So I'd like to stop here this evening. And maybe I should just ask, hey, we have like 7 minutes. Let's make it 3 minutes. Is there anyone who really wants to ask a question or say something? And then we'll close. Okay? We have about 7 minutes left to go. All right? Is there anybody?
Yes, there I have a question.
Okay, go.
This is Shanice. How you doing? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hey, Shanice. Yeah. How are you, Shanice? Hello.